what an interesting sound. This is right at the balance between feedback, starting, and yeah, well, there we go. Maybe we could fiddle with the fucking audio settings for the output, or maybe we could just turn, you know, wear a fucking headphones. I think fiddling with the fucking, this is, you know how, like, I tend to trip, you know, and I don't mean taking drugs and LSD and shit. I just go, wow, you know, all these years I've been looking at that. All these years and I've been looking at it every fucking day. And, yeah, that's the first time I fucking, either I've forgotten or noticed it, or I've just noticed it, you know, right? But here is the old kettle, the Sunbeam kettle, right? That's the water level for the mug, right to there. And that is for, that's for the thermos, you know, the thermos insulated things that they don't work anymore, but they're good for storing just water beside the bed, because they've got a trigger thing and you can pour water out and have a drink, right? But this kind of a kettle, it's a good kettle for sure, but there's been a lot of things with it that I thought, this is really fucking painful, you know. The first thing is the spout. It had a square edge on there, you know, like the water comes up over the square bit, there's the backside, and water would tend to run down and then down the fucking front and drip off the side and all that sort of shit. So what I did is I put a fucking, I'm tired, you've said fuck 17 times in the last 2 minutes. We'll put that just out there. So what I've done is I've put a razor's fucking edge on there, and I beveled that towards a fine razor sort of an edge, right? So the water, when it breaks out, you know, when it flows over, it, you know, just runs straight out and over and gives a clean pour of thick water. Inside there was also, it had a fucking screen. Oh, how do I fucking put this? Can't do that. But just inside there, or just inside here, it had a screen like a sieve, but it, by restricting the flow of water, by running the water through a fucking thick sort of sieve thing, it gave a slow, thick stream. And I go, you know, if I got 2.2 litres of water in a fucking 1 litre, 1.7 litre jug, numbers, you know, I don't want to be sitting there pouring water and taking half a fucking hour to pour it, you know. I say, we when we get our parents, we can go, oh, those people were just such fucking cunts of human beings. But some of their qualities, some of their worst qualities, at sometimes can be a really good thing, you know. And my mother's lack of patience and getting furious, a lot of times that's actually quite good. I don't have fucking time to stand there and go, ah, you know, a thin little stream of water going, ah, you know. I, as an engineer, I want to get the best possible flow rate. You know, I want a nice, big, thick, slow, big, thick, not a high pressure spray, it's out fucking everywhere, but a big, thick, slow stream, so I can just go, yep, pouring, done. And so what I'm going to do with that is I've removed the fucking restriction, you know, the filter that sat in there. I'm going to enlarge this to about that line down there, right, that I've marked off. I'm going to cut that off, so I've got a huge fucking port, you know, sort of area to flow water out of. And one of the, this is what I've just noticed. I don't know if I fucking noticed it a long time ago and forgot all about it, but this has, so this has here, I'll get your head out of the picture, you ugly man, you. God damn it. See, there's the little catch mechanism, right? This is real. Fuck, people are so clever, right? But, right? And the back of that catch. Just. Sounds like one of those, you know. Well, anyway, this is a pivoting lid, and the backside of that catch is a little rod through there, and that's the sort of back of it there, right? Right, but the fucking control thing, there's the lever, right? And there's a lever that you push that. I think the mechanism's a bit worn and sticking, but so you press that, and I think the stupid cunts have got it back to front. But anyway, that's. And I found the actual, if you just push this under the kitchen tap, you can fill that up with water really fast. But anyway, as this fucking thing has worn, the mechanism, you know, you're pouring water out, and like you're not touching that or gripping it, it just sort of, there you go. Oh. It just pops open. It's not a very good design. It's not a very fucking efficient design. It's just, so the idea now is to enlarge that port there. Fuck, get your finger in the right hole, Shane. To enlarge that port there, so that's going to increase its flow rate by about 30-40%. And the other thing that's going to change everything is this idiot thing. I had to pop a screw in there to screw the fucking lid shut, because I don't want to be tipping over and pouring out as fast as I can. Big, thick stream. And to have the fucking lid pop open, you know? So I put a screw in there. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove that, leave that screw out and permanently out, and put silicone. Having cleaned this all around there, I'm going to put silicone sealant and glue that in place properly, permanently. Right. See, and what I've done is, if you notice, there's two holes there. Right. And then there's two holes there. Right, so they're off. Because this is generally fairly full, when the water boils, it boils up, and these holes are offset. Right, so it's not a straight through hole. There's see, and then there's there, right? So if you notice when those big you know, when you run out, you need a portable fuel container, that they have actually like a tiny little hole to vent, to allow air to go back into the fuel container and for the fuel to run out in a big, like not spraying, but like in a big, thick, fairly quick stream of fuel, which is what you want, you know what I mean? That little breather air hole stops, if it's balanced. You can be a bit either way, a little bit too big or a little bit too small, but it stops a glug, 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 glug sort of shit, you know what I mean? And the air going in replaces the fuel coming out. You know, it's one of those things, it doesn't have to be perfect, but there's a lot of interesting things if you notice the variations in air coming in and fuel coming out ratios based upon the size of those holes. So when this boils up, right, it's going to hit the top of that fucking thing there, right? It's going to hit the top of that thing there, but the boiling water can't go straight out the fucking top because these holes here, are off back set from those holes that come through about there, right, on the underside. There's my hand, yeah. So this will allow the air to flow out very freely, right? Or the air to flow in a controlled way, you know, because it's like a braking mechanism. If your hole's a little bit less than the fucking, allows a little bit less air going in than the fucking liquid coming out, it acts as a partial restriction, so you get a big thick flow. It's fast, but it's not an unrestricted flow, you know what I mean? It slows down. So there's that. And this is the thing, this is the magic thing with these kettles, right? This is why when you overfill you get water coming out the bottom, and this is not a really good fucking setup, right? But that hot steam going up into there runs down the tube there, and it goes to a thermal switch in there. There's a thermal switch in there, which is also coupled to the, you know, so when the water boils, it goes, you know. So these are really fucking clever, but I'm cleverer than their best engineers, you know. I know that, you know. So I'm going to get, when it's all from the model with the sieve in there, I'm going to get a flow rate out of this that's probably about twice as, not fast, not a fast fucking spray it out sort of fucking fire hose thing, but a big thick stream. I'm going to get water coming out of this at about double, maybe 120% more, 120% or double the fucking rate that it originally came out at. I've got an air intake breather. I've got a lid that just won't pop open anymore when I finish with it. And, you know, that's how you do shit. You know, that's how... Because... I don't know if you've seen the other videos, but that there is a solar paint that I made out of carbon black and shellac, and it's meant to run 350 suns, which is a 50 sun concentration. That's savage. It's like getting punched at the light reflecting off the absolute blackness, the intensity of the light at 50 times concentration is like getting punched in the fucking eyeballs from the brightness, you know? But that's what that paint's for. It's not just like, You know, what a fucking, what a grubby retard. Well, you know. But that's been on there for about 15 fucking years. It's still on there. So that's like, you know, whether all the handling and all this sort of stuff. And this is the other thing too. Right? Stupid people go, oh, look at that. Oh, that's fucking gross, you know. Oh, man. But see that? That's silicon sealant, roof and gutter type silicon sealant. It was all cleaned properly at the base. And that's just oils and water and handling and shit, you know, going in, working its way into the silicon. Right? But what this does is those, that mechanically stops, because I want this one cup for life. I've had it for 33-34 years. Zebra brand. Yeah, Zebra brand. It's 11 cent. Thank you. But you know, and that there, because you know, you work around bricks and steel and all this sort of shit, that stuff is mechanically abrasive, so this stops the bottom of the cup wearing out. You know, you slide it on and off bricks and fucking cement and steel work and shit, you know, it'll rub down, that can rub through, you know. So that's what the silicon sealant does, right? And the second thing is when you put this on a fucking, it's a little bit smooth and polishy now, but what that does is it stops it, smooth stainless steel will just fucking slide off, and that rubber foot, that rubber base stops it sliding off most things. Almost all the time, it stops it sliding off. You know? Here we go. All right, when we go, it's probably not ideal, but yeah, you know, all right, it's a bit fucking slippery. All right, that's similar in coefficient of friction, right? So when we go like that, that when we go with the mug, so that's that angle, and it's still, if it was a grippier surface like brick, it'd still be on there. So you see what I mean? That's why, you know, like, I'm not fucking, it's up here for thinking, you know. And see those little grooves in the bottom? Alright. When you put a hot cup full of hot liquid, like freshly boiled tea or whatever, on a smooth surface and there's water drips, those water drips and air can expand. I didn't want to coat the whole fucking underside of the cup because the whole underside of the cup's not going to fucking wear out. I just needed a good wide ring around the edges. So what happens is if you put that down, any air and water and shit is going to fucking expand, and that can act like a little fucking hovercraft. It can cause the cup to slide off. So what those are is their ventilation grooves. They allow the expanding hot air and water and stuff. Where is it? You know? So they allow that to vent out. And because there's three of them, if there's only one of them, you could have a blob of water in there and it would kind of tend to, you know, block the sort of vent, so to speak, and you know, that's why there's three of them. So, you know, you can put a lot of thought into a lot of things and have really, 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 really amazing. amazing results, and it's worth doing because that's how you get fucking smarter. So, you know, got an electric kettle, bypassed the fucking dodgy sort of, you know, bypassed it. Look at that. Where's the fucking thing, you know? Bypass the thing, bypassing that, got a flow rate that's about 220% of the original, maybe 250%, you know. By the time I've done that, yeah, it'll be about maybe 250%, you know. Got a fucking vent holes to allow air to go in as the fucking liquid, a controlled pour at a very high rate. You know, that's how you get fucking smart. I like, and we've got a dripless fucking edge, you know. Not quite a razor sharp, but a very sharp edged little thing there. So when it starts pouring, the water goes over the edge rather than running down the fucking front. So, you know, that's why I'm so pleased. All right, MGTOW man. This is Jack the Cat. He's been out. Wait. Speak loudly into his ear. He's just been outside for a good piss and a shit. And so, you know. Cats really can understand what you speak when you speak to them. You know, I say, Jack. You know, because he's pretty old. I think maybe 22, maybe 23. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? It's so good. You know, when you, I won't shout into his ear. But he's picked up cat flu. So that means if he goes outside and it's a bit too cold and it's for a bit too long, he can come back in and the next day he's sneezing and he's gagging on all the snot. And he, you know, it's like, you know. You know, it comes fairly close to getting really sort of sick. So when I say to him, all right, you want to go outside for a shit? All right, here we go. Do you want to get out? Yeah. Do you want to look at the camera? Check. Yeah, you're beautiful. Oh, out you go. There you go. Alien chest burster. So when he goes outside, I say, just hurry back, Jack. Go and have your shit. Come back quickly, because I don't want you out there for hours. And he does. And when he comes in, you know, I give him a five or 10 minutes of warming up. So there's the singlet, there's the polar fleece poncho, there's the t-shirt number one and t-shirt number two. It's pretty good. It kept me fucking head warm. Beanie. So there's a lot you can do to stay warm. All right. This is the end of the kettle saga. We need a bucket. Yeah, I washed that.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, cold water running down the back. Oh. All right. This is a kettle. Oh, fuck you. All right. All right. So, this is the kettle that I've modified, right? Okay. That's about the top level to fill it up, you know, up there. So you don't get, when it's boiling and it's waiting for a little bit of steam to work its way down that tube on the inside, you know, to hit the thermal cutoff switch, which goes, that's down there, and it goes boiling steam, click, off it goes, you know. So what I've done is where's the fucking camera? Is I've sealed with roofing silicone. I've sealed a lip, that closing lip, so that stays closed, permanently sort of closed, you know. Right. I've gouged, I've cleaned, very handy with a jigsaw. Right. I'll show you a bit later. But I've done the equivalent. See, this is where people go, oh, fuck, oh, you know. That's the capacity to think and to make necessary improvements. That's how I sort of define intelligence, you know. So I've taken a bog stock kettle. The flow rate, I can fill this up, because that's all been enlarged down in there, I can fill this up under the kitchen tap as fast as I can turn the fucking, run the water, right? And the pour rate, well, it's like the pour, you know, P-O-U-R, the pouring rate is now about 6.5 times that of a stock kettle. So I just don't have, I just want the fucking water, you know. I just want the water fucking out, you know. I don't want to sit there and go, ugh. You know. So this is like taking a bog stock car, fitting really, really good, really, really good fuel injectors in a certain way, making or modifying or vastly improving the intakes, the induction system, fitting the best possible valve combinations, you know, inside the heads, you know, bigger, maybe bigger ports, maybe better porting, you know, flow benching the fucking heads, getting cam, making a camshaft that optimizes the flow rates at a particular revolution type speed, so, you know, getting an exhaust extraction system, you know, a really good one, not just, you know, the generic. And, you know, then adding, you know, with my touches, it's like adding nitromethane, running it on fucking nitromethane. That's like taking a bog stock, properly built engine and fucking turning it into a... This is now, this kettle is now the equivalent of a top fuel dragster. You know, you know, so I'm going to show you this, right? Bucket. Bucket. So, right, here's, here's what the standard flow rate was like, right? Like that. Into the darkness. Right, this is what it's like now. Right. So we've got the vents that breathe. So it's under a partial vacuum, but that that inhibits unrestricted flow, you know. So that's good, it moderates it, you know. The lid with its fucking god-awful bloody pop open mechanism that happens to pop over when you fucking, you know, it happens to pop open when you're pouring boiling water everywhere, which is not on, you know. But look at that. See? You can see the... You can see... See those? That's where... I'm trying to think in... Those there used to be the bloody sort of, you know, the limit type thing. And then there was a not a very fine screen, but a fine screen that sat behind that and blocked off the lower portion, you know what I mean? And I don't want... You know, I just want boiling water, fucking 2 litres of boiling water into a 2 litre fucking container. You know, put the scoop of fucking measured scoop of tea leaves, you know, 2 grams per cup of tea. So that's 8-9 cups of tea. So that's about 32-34 grams of fucking tea leaves, you know. And this comes to the boil, and then it's, well, so that's where my genius, this is how, you know, you want to build a fucking top fuel drag racer, this is the kettle equivalent of a top fuel drag racer. It's fucking brilliant. And it's reached that point where, oh God, why can I put this in words? It's reached the point that there comes a point where you can sort of make it so fucking good, but if you start to sort of go beyond that point, you start sort of fucking it up, and it starts to get complicated, and it starts to, things start to break, and things start to go wrong, and things just, and this is about as good as it can ever fucking get, you know, as is in the standard format. You know, so yeah, top fuel dragster equivalent in a fucking electric kettle, and that's what I like doing. I like going, fuck, this is really good. So yeah, and so men, bingo.